Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
This morning, the floodwaters are slowly starting to recede in parts of Iowa hit hardest by the storms, but experts say it could take weeks. Cedar Rapids remains underwater nearly 9 miles of the downtown, now a lake that has forced out 25,000 people. 80% of the counties in the state are still under a state of emergency. Dean Borg, who reports for Iowa Public Radio, is joining us. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
The flooding forced everyone out of your public radio offices. How have you been getting around and working?
It's very, very difficult because bridges are out, and once you get into a certain area, you're pretty much locked there unless you can figure out, well, you could go hundreds of miles, and I really mean hundreds of miles around and come in from a circuitous route. But other than that, you're pretty much landlocked into the area where you were when the bridges were closed behind you.
So you've been spending a lot of time on your bicycle, I understand.
Well, I've been doing a lot of getting around on bike, that's right.
And where are the people who have been evacuated, and how are they living?
Well, some of them are in motels, as I encountered some yesterday. Others are in emergency shelters that have been set up in high schools. The Prairie High School near the Cedar Rapids Airport is a center. There is a Viola Gibson Community Center on the north side of Cedar Rapids, and that has been consistently full there. It's near the suburb of Hiawatha, and there are others. Others have just simply moved in with neighbors who might be on higher ground or with family and friends in the area.
You said you came across folks yesterday, and what are some of the stories they're telling you?
Well, one told me, he lives just upriver in a rural area of Linn County, and that's the county of Cedar Rapids, rural area. But it is along Iowa Highway 1 near the Cedar River Bridge on its way to Iowa City. One runs between Mount Vernon area and Iowa City. I had never thought of this. But he talked about the roar of the river that just kept them awake at night. Now, living along and nearby a highway, he's used to traffic noise. But he said the roar of the river was nothing he'd ever experienced. And so you know that current was really moving. And there was evidence of it, because just down the highway from his house along Iowa Highway 1, the pavement is washed out, it's buckled slabs of concrete into the air. It isn't just a matter of the river receding in this area and that bridge being reopened. It's a matter of major highway repair there.
Wow. You know, the Iowa Public Radio Network is an important source of statewide information for the people of Iowa, and that's whether we're talking about agriculture or disasters like this. With the concerns for sanitation beginning to emerge now and water supply, how is Iowa Public Radio getting the word out to people what is safe and what is not?
Well, we have closed, this happened on Friday afternoon, the WSUI outlet, that's the one located on the University of Iowa campus, WSUI, the building was locked and the transmitter was shut down because of flooding. But Iowa Public Radio consists of other locations, such as the WOI station in Ames, the KUNI station in Cedar Falls, where I'm going to be driving in just a few minutes after I finish with my conversation with you to get some sound and audio up to that station this morning so that we can air it on the network. So we're being served. The signal is still going out.
Water is a really big issue right now. Running out of water, people have been told to conserve and also to be careful of the floodwaters themselves. Tell us the story about the dog.
Oh, well, one of my colleagues at Iowa Public Radio was, I talked with her Friday, and or it was Thursday, I guess, because she sounded very down. Later, she on an email apologized and said that I lost one of my best friends, and I took it to be a human being, and I wrote back a reply and a condolence. And later on the phone, she said, "Thanks for your note. This was my dog, and he had lapped some of the flood water and was dead within hours."
And so people are being told to be very careful about the water. Dean Boer, reporting for Iowa Public Radio, joining us from Iowa. Thank you.
Well, let me tell you one more thing about the water. It's very tenuous in Cedar Rapids. Drinking only. And if it exceeds that, they're not going to have any water at all.
Well, important information that Iowa Public Radio will be giving to the people of the state of Iowa.